From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. The Pope meets with refugees in Bangladesh. Pope Francis asked for forgiveness for Rohingya Muslim refugees for all their suffering Friday. The pontiff greeted and blessed a group of Rohingya refugees during an emotional meeting in which he held their hands and listened to their stories. Before visiting Bangladesh, the pontiff spent 4 days in neighboring Myanmar, where he had been criticized by human rights activists for not specifically mentioning the Rohingya. The Rohingya are a minority ethnic group that has been denied basic rights for decades in Buddhist-majority Myanmar. Zimbabwe's newly installed president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has named his new cabinet. The choices exclude members of the opposition, dashing hopes that Mnangagwa would seek to create a more inclusive political climate than his predecessor, Robert Mugabe. Robert Gutu is spokesman for the opposition movement for democratic change. He says that the new cabinet represents no change in Zimbabwe.
It's really a cabinet that I would say is like putting old wine in new bottles. It is like showing the reverse side of the same coin. We don't see any fundamental shift from the old order of the former president, Robert Mugabe.
The main opposition leader told the Associated Press there had been no dialogue with the new administration. To the cheers of hundreds of students Friday, President Mnangagwa delivered a message about economic revival. At a graduation ceremony at the Chinhoyi University of Technology west of Harare, the new president told the students the economically struggling country must modernize in order to engage in a fiercely competitive world. This is VOA News. A group of heavily armed suicide assailants stormed a university campus in northwestern Pakistan Friday. At least 9 people were killed and 35 others wounded. Doctors say most of the victims are students. Mustafa Khan witnessed the attack.
As we were running out of the room, the attackers saw us and started firing at us. But God saved us. I ran and hid behind the garden. Shells hit the garden.
The Pakistani Taliban took credit for ordering the attack, claiming the facility is linked to the Pakistani spy agency. The military says the gunfight with terrorists who were dressed in female burqas lasted several hours and 3 militants were killed. Following Pyongyang's most recent missile test, the Trump administration has stopped short of advocating regime change in Pyongyang. The White House press secretary says that the administration is focused on the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, and that's its sole priority. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says diplomacy remains a viable approach in dealing with North Korea.
I'm not willing to say that diplomacy has not worked. We will continue to work diplomatically. We'll continue to work through the United Nations Security Council, and we'll be unrelenting in that. At the same time, our diplomats will speak from a position of strength because we do have military options.
President Trump has proposed imposing new sanctions against North Korea on top of those initiated by the UN Security Council. United States Senate Republicans are closer to passing their $1.5 trillion tax bill as of Friday. They've overcome 11th-hour hitches in their effort to present a bill to President Trump by Christmas. U.S. Senator Jeff Flake now says he will vote in favor of the bill. And in return for his yes vote, he says he has obtained a commitment to pass legislation that would safeguard almost 800,000 undocumented young people who were brought to the U.S. as children. President Trump will likely declare Jerusalem as the capital of Israel during a speech scheduled for next Wednesday, according to multiple news sources. The development was first reported by the news website Axios, which cited sources with direct knowledge of the plan. The move, which comes after months of internal deliberations, is likely to inflame tensions across the Middle East and complicate the administration's efforts to negotiate a peace deal between Israelis and Palestinians. The Ethiopian government says it will close all 27 refugee camps in its territory over the next 10 years and integrate residents into local communities. More on this story on voanews.com. I'm Liz Pelka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.